You're listening to Champions of the Local Scene, your show for everything about Montreal, what makes this city the wonderful city that it is, right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cjlo.com. And I'm your host for this evening, Alex Vijay Collins. I normally host Ashes to Ashes, your home for modern pop in all its forms, Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. But today I'm doing Champs. And for today, I got a good one for you listeners. I interviewed last week Sarah Armiento. She's the mastermind behind Hot Trump Management here in Montreal, representing a diverse array of artists within the city. She wears many hats. She's also the booking manager for the great locale, the Diving Bell Social Club on Saint Laurent. And she put on the first ever edition of the Hot Tramp Festival back at the end of August. I also will add that she only started Hot Tramp Management back in March 2019. So she's already been through a lot in 2019. So I'm going to be very happy to play that interview I did with her last week. I think you'll enjoy it too. But before we get to that, to give you a bit of context as to what Hot Tramp, in terms of their artists, what kind of music they do, I'm going to play some of their artists to get the ball rolling so you have an idea before we get into the interview. And first up is an artist who used to be based in Montreal, now based in Ontario. It's Ellie Foster with the single Cruel Love. And you listen to it right here on not on Ashes to Ashes, that's my show, but on Champions of the Local Scene on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Baby love, cruel love, talk about our love. You gotta be, why you gotta be? Crashed out when we met, I saw through the trouble that found you. Don't choose who you love. All the time you were all that I was thinking of. And I wonder, oh yeah, can't help but wonder why you gotta be cruel, love. You gotta be cruel, love. You gotta be. When you're on your own, I know how it feels. smiles when it's all like that. But it's a cruel world when you figure it out. I know how it feels when it's all like that. But it's a cruel world when you figure it out. So step it outside, step it outside, step it out, step it out, step it outside. Cruel love. Why you gotta be cruel? But it's a cruel world when you figure it out. Why you gotta be cruel, love? But it's a cruel world when you figure it out. So stepping outside when you feel low. Who you gonna call when you feel so low?
Listening to Champions of the Local Scene on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cglo.com. You just heard local trio Bejaka with Mark My Words performed on the show that I host regularly, Ashes to Ashes, Tuesdays 8 to 9 p.m. And aside from the shameless self-promotion, I'm also playing Bejaka because they are one of the many artists around the orbit of Hot Trump Management, founded by Sarah Armiento earlier this year. And I'm going to be playing an interview that I recorded with her last week later on in the show. But first, I'm going to play some more Hot Trump artists before I get to that interview so you get an idea of sort of what the Hot Trump is about. And next up, before an ad break is Sorry Girls, who released a wonderful album entitled Deborah back in October on Arbutus Records. And this is the closing track from that record, Warm Heart, right here on Champions of the Local Scene on CJLO.
In 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
Welcome to the kitchen, may I take your order, please?
I'll have two number nines, a number nine large, a number six with extra dip, a number seven, two number 45s.
Whoa, 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 this ain't that type of kitchen. This is what we got.
I keep a witch in my kitchen. I keep a stick, might hit me. Always have.
Tune in every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM with DJ NMK and Big Say LaRon for the hottest mixes of rap and R&B in the city.
You gotta eat to keep your strength up, man.
It's all a part of this.
That was Montreal duo The Lean Over with Forward and Back. That's the opening track from their album Portico, which came out earlier this year. And you're listening to Champions of the Local Scene on CGLO 1690 AM and CGLO.com. And The Lean Over, like some of the other artists I've played earlier in the hour, revolve around the orbit of Hot Tramp Management. And its founder, Sarah Armiento, was interviewed by myself last week, and I'm going to play the first part of that interview. I'm going to play it throughout the rest of the hour. And in this part, we talk about starting out Hot Tramp and the many hats that Sarah wears, not to mention self-care, which is very important in her line of work, especially considering how much work she does. So you have a lot on your plate, not just running Hot Tramp Management, but you're also the booker for the Diving Bell Social Club on Saint Laurent,
mm-hmm.
and you're a musician in your own right in the band The Commandin.
Yes.
Why the need to wear so many hats at once?
I don't know. I think I've kind of fell into wearing a lot of hats. It seems like over this past year, I just kept putting them on, and sort of my aim for next year is to kind of tighten up and really figure out what I want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of important in your first sort of entry into, I guess, the industry here, the local music scene, just try out everything and then sort of see what fits mm-hmm. and then move forward from there. And hopefully next year I'll have help internally, like at Hot Tramp, mm-hmm. that would remove some of my hats and give them to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what people may forget. They think like, wow, Sarah's done a lot in only just 1 year.
Yeah.
But they might not realize that you've also been doing this for... you didn't just start this year sort of working in this milieu.
Yeah, I started when I was at Concordia. I was doing my master's in economics.
Mm-hmm.
While I was finishing that up, I got involved at the BOG, which mm-hmm. was a DIY space
mm-hmm.
In St. Henry. So I kind of got involved there through, I started doing most of the booking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Diving Bell happened. The year anniversary of Diving Bell was this past August. And then from there kind of sprouted, yeah, Hot Tramp mm-hmm. as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I read that you don't just handle, obviously, the management for your artists, but you're also the publicist, tour manager, booking mm-hmm. agent for all of them. And I read that you said that eventually your goal is to outsource those duties and put together teams for your own artists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But what... I'm curious because a lot of your artists, like I read, they say the nicest things about you and how hard you work.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if there's even a bit of worry that letting others handle it, if you might lose that personal touch,
mm-hmm.
perhaps. Like, not that you're necessarily completely worried about that, but is there a bit of that
yeah.
there?
Well, I feel definitely with Hot Tramp, because it's sort of, I had Malika who helped me with... a bit in the summer with one of an artist, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, it's sort of just been me having sort of full control over everything. And I think it is something I have to learn to like give up some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be a challenge for sure. But in terms of building teams for my artists, that's just the next best step. Like I mm-hmm. can't be I'm not an agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a publicist really. So I'm doing it all now,
mm-hmm.
sort of DIY style, but for the success of my artists, it's important that we do kind of take that next step where I step into just a management role where I manage the team that mm-hmm. could probably take them to the next step and kind of go beyond what I can do as an everything person.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to get some like specialists in there.
Well, also you doing it all by yourself, I'm sure that obviously very long hours, a lot of stress. What do you do then for sort of for self-care to make sure that you don't, you know, burn out so
yeah.
quickly? What do you do for that?
Yeah, that was definitely the very beginning of Hot Tramp, kind of before the festival. I was like definitely feeling like I was getting close to burnout stage. And what I did, and what I'm sort of doing now is just making sure I kind of like take time to separate, do something that's just not Hot Tramp, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I like live and breathe Hot Tramp for
mm-hmm.
the most part. What's one of those things is actually the Commandin. So just like practicing with a band, my phone is not on me. I am disconnected from any work that I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been, so kind of doing activities like that where it shuts me off, makes me kind of no one can get a hold of me, mm-hmm. and just making sure I make space for that. But again, I'm still figuring out fully how to, I could probably use some more me time still, but mm-hmm. I'm taking baby steps, and definitely the commandant helps.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean then, because for a lot of people, you know, music is their way to relax. And I would have imagined, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the way for someone, say, like you, who's in music all the time, would be to sort of actually not listen to or not be involved yeah. with it for your relaxation. But for you, you're saying it's the opposite.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a completely different role. Like, the role I play, Commandant is just a fun project of mine. I don't do Hot Tramp sort of duties with Commandant. So, yeah, I guess it's still in music. I could probably use something outside of the umbrella of music. But for being in a band, sort of playing bass, it still detaches me, because for my artists, I'm on the end of just doing the like day-to-day sort of tasks. That's, you definitely, it's a different feel being in an actual band mm-hmm. than doing the kind of background stuff. So it's different enough for me to feel like it's, yeah, a break. And I kind of make sure not to get Hot Tramp involved with Commandant, so it stays fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it'll be easy to like accidentally just like merge, take it on as a different, and... yeah, mm-hmm. sort of. So I'm really trying to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been successful so far. Guillaume, who leads the band, he has that all covered. Like, he does most of the booking and everything like that. So it's keeping like a clean divide.
So you get to just enjoy playing yeah. the music, not thinking yeah. about what are we going to do?
Yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll like bother Guillaume cause he hates social media. That's the most that I'll do. I mm-hmm. won't. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Please let me win this one. I wanna win this one. Oh.
You're listening to Champions of the Local Scene on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cglo.com. That was The Commandin' with Lose Control, and that is the band that Sarah Armiento, founder of Hot Trump Management here in Montreal, plays bass in to get away and relax from her work as a founder, mastermind of Hot Tramp. She's got a lot of hats that she wears, many hats that she wears in her role as a founder of Hot Trump Management, or Hot Tramp Management, sorry. Freudian slip, perhaps. Either way, we're going to get to part two of the interview that I did with Sarah. And this part, part two, is it's about what brings together the many Hot Tramp artists, some of which I've already played during the hour, and why Montreal in particular has been so impactful on Sarah, Hot Tramp, and its artists. So I hope you enjoy it right here on Champions of the Local Scene on CJLO. Speaking of social media, then, for you, is this something that you enjoy doing genuinely, or is it something you find more is something you have to do to get, or is there a middle ground? What do you find about social media?
So I was just not really on, before Hot Tramp, I was very not a social media person. Like, my Instagram, I pretty much made for Hot Tramp. My Facebook was private. I just wasn't really into it. So, like, even learning how to do, Instagram is pretty much, like, a year, like, this is a this year thing. Marie's actually helped me a lot with that, because she's, like, a social media master. So now that I'm kind of in the momentum of, like, using Instagram, I enjoy it, but it's definitely, it's a need. Like, for Hot Tramp, I don't have a website. My website is my Instagram. It's very important that I keep it, kind of put attention to it. But I do enjoy it more than I thought I would, for sure. And I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's still something, say, you think, like, okay, this is a time I should probably pull out my phone and say...
Yeah, well, even when I got here, I was like, I need to make a story now. Like, that would have never been something I would do, like, 6 months ago, you know?
I can very much understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Marie's, then, a lot of your artists, like Marie's, Jeanette King, The Lean Over, they're not necessarily tied by, a musical style, or such a, it's a pretty diverse set of artists that you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious then if there's a way you can define what makes them all sort of related to each other outside of, say, sort of putting them in boxes, whether genre or such. For you, what would that be?
I feel like what drew me to work with the artists that I work with, it's always, being an artist manager, it's such a close relationship. So, like, first and foremost, it's, do we get along well? Do we really like each other? Do we respect one another? Do we believe in one another? Because as a manager, you invest in an artist, but then as an artist, I'm a new manager, so they're also investing in me. So it's sort of, I'm drawn to people whose music I believe in, but also who I know are hard workers. They're hungry. We're gonna be a team.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of my artists, that's the feeling that it is. It's like, I work very hard, yes, but Marie's and Jeanette, for example, they work just as hard as me, so it's just kind of joining forces. So, yeah, it's not really a genre that draws me necessarily, obviously, to an artist. It's just more of a feeling I get with them, and as long as, like, there's kind of a mutual, we both believe in one another, it sort of just, like, happens. And right now, all of the artists I work with, I did know before I started working with them, so there's sort of, like, I mean, there's a friendship with all of my artists right now too, but yeah. So it's definitely just I guess the most important thing with managing is the relationship has to be a good one, because it is such a close and important relationship for both of us.
I imagine you couldn't say, it would be harder, not that you couldn't, but you'd be a lot harder to say, do what you did earlier this year, put on a 5-week tour if you didn't have artists like Jeanette King and Marie's who as willing to be hardworking as, say, you. Because otherwise, you could still do it, but it would be so much more work on you and you alone.
Yeah, no, there is... Marie's and Jeanette, because they've been with me since the beginning, are a huge part of how I've grown this year. Like, that month-long tour, we just have not... Like, Jeanette really helped me with the book. Like, we were a team for that. And yeah, that would not have gone as smoothly if it wasn't, like, Marie's and Jeanette, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely, like, I feel like they're they are, yeah, they play a huge role in how Hot Tramp has grown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeanette King with Love Another, the opening track off her EP 143, came out earlier in 2019, and you're listening to Champions of the Local Scene right here on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com. And now we're going to get to part three of my interview with Sarah Armiento, founder of Hot Tramp Management, and this section of the interview is about how Sarah put on the first ever Hot Tramp Festival within not even a year of Hot Tramp's existence. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that part. And stay tuned for more Hot Tramp artists coming up in the next 20 minutes or so of the show.
Well, as this is Champions of the Local Scene, we talk about not just people in Montreal, but the city itself. And I'm curious if you find that there's something particularly special about Montreal, because a lot of the artists you work with, like all the ones I list, Marie's, Jeanette King, The Leanover, yourself, are not originally from Montreal. Mm-hmm. And yet we're able to sort of find that community and foster a sense of community. So I'm wondering if you think there's something particular about Montreal that makes it amenable to such a thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think a huge reason right now that kind of artists from around are sort of flocking to Montreal is, at least for the time being, it's like you can afford, for the most part, easier than other big cities mm-hmm. around, to be a creative, to be an entrepreneur. Like, I moved here from Toronto, and even for me, there's no way in Toronto that I could have started Hot Tramp. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have probably had to have like three bar jobs whilst doing, like, so mm-hmm. I think what's bringing the city in is that it does have, at least comparable to other cities, that sort of affordability mm-hmm. to be an artist and live in like a center like Montreal. And then what's kind of helped bring us all together within the city, I think it's spaces like the Diving Bell. Mm-hmm. And then for Maurice and Jeanette, we actually all met at the Bog. So it's having like community spaces where people can just find each other. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Do you ever worry then a bit as asking you as the booking manager of Diving Bell, because Diving Bell, of course, came not too long after the closing down of the Divan Orange. Mm-hmm. So do you ever still worry about that? And the Bog is not running anymore, if I'm not. Is it?
Yeah, it's less, but it intimate. Still is. About, mm-hmm. I think, a show a month-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But especially with Divan Orange closing down, do you worry about such spaces being able to thrive these days?
I mean, it's definitely, it's scary, mm-hmm. like the closures that have happened recently and a lot of the DIY spots as well. Yeah, I guess we'll see. Like for Diving Bell, losing a space like that would be awful, just the way that the city felt the loss of Divan Orange and the others. So hopefully, yeah, like to be determined, like hopefully the city comes together and keeps and knows the importance sort of those spaces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't want to be like in Vancouver, Toronto, you just hear of all those venues closing down at an even faster rate. And then also a reason why a lot of people are flocking to Montreal. So we can't lose our spaces as well. Then where would anyone go? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, on a bit of happy news, as I mentioned at the top of the interview, you put on the first ever edition of the Hot Tramp Festival with a lot of Hot Tramp artists and associated mm-hmm. artists. Most of it at Divan, at the Diving Bell Social Club, and one at Citizen Vintage. And how did you actually prepare for such a thing? Because it's not necessarily the most obvious. There's no how-to guide, no for dummies to put on a festival. Yeah. I asked perhaps jokingly, but like, did you watch like the Fire Festival documentary just to know, okay, don't do that.
Yeah, that's actually very funny because I did watch that documentary. And then while I was, like, obviously I knew that it would never get to that point, of course. Mm-hmm. But while I was doing Hot Tramp Fest, it just kept kind of growing because mm-hmm. it was just going to be like 3 days and like three, and then it ended up being, well, in total, like six shows? Wow, I don't even remember. But anyways, so there was that fear while I was doing it. It's like, I don't, like, how am I going to? There's obviously, like, I got sponsorship, mm-hmm. but it's hard. There's a lot of funds to, you're paying out all the artists. There was definitely moments where I thought, like, am I going to go bankrupt after this? Like, those mm-hmm. big fears. But then it all worked out. Mm-hmm. Actually, quite smoothly. So, like, Grolsch and Vans were sponsored, helped pay out all the artists. The community was really supportive. Diving Bell was really supportive to let me use that space, Citizen Vintage. It went well. Mm-hmm. But I was throughout until it was over. I was pretty scared. Mm-hmm. I thought some big ball was going to, or something was just going to explode, but then nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. That was bad. It all went smoothly. And I'm going to do it again next year. Give myself more time for next year. But do it again. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully I am looking to kind of bring artists in from not far away, but like Toronto or out through Montreal, and then also some out of town artists as well.
Well, I read there are already like people from outside Montreal were actually like sending in, like,
since the festival, I get a lot of requests from artists outside of Montreal to work with Hot Tramp or obviously to be in the festival as well. Mm. So I'm going to, definitely try and expand it a little bit, but keep it manageable. I'm going to take like baby steps to make it bigger and bigger, but so I'm excited.
Do you see yourself then, as your like smaller steps, do mm-hmm. you see yourself like staying at more like Diving Bell, like Social Club, like for the next year's edition?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like Diving Bell will always be my kind of house venue. Mm-hmm. But I would like to get some outdoor shows because I think that was the biggest limitation of it's a summer festival. Mm-hmm. I try to do some daytime shows. You need to be outside for the daytime shows in the summer. So I think I will definitely use and always use the Diving Bell. But then in addition, it would be nice to get some. That's just like a whole other thing to figure out mm-hmm. because setting up like, but I would like to try that for next year as well.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the last part of my interview with Hot Tramp management founder, Sarah Armiento, right after a short ad break. But first, here's another Hot Tramp artist. It's Backwash with an absolute banger of a song, Don't Come to the Woods. And you'll listen to it right here on Champions of the Local Scene on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cglo.com.
Don't come to the woods. Don't come to the woods. Stranger than nitty gritty of Pegasus in the mixie. Did you catch aware that we getting busy? Embarrassed by competitors as petty as ever. Menacing in layers of leather and greatest of temperatures. And ding dong, the bitch is here. Have been summoned for 150 years. Got a couple things to mama since the witch is here. Little bitch, don't come to the woods. 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 Came through like Medusa's back. And look at that. Turn them to runes and slab them brutish pan. Revenge on the stupid man. Do it damn. Casket and soup for damn it, bitch. I'll be waiting my whole damn life to reanimate and fascinate this whole damn time. I'm like Baphomet on this faggot shit. And I'm back in this confused Nazareth with the panicness in the woods.
Better not fucking come here, man.
Don't come to the woods. Don't come to the woods. Don't come to the woods.
Burn my mama's house down, will ya? You goddamn worm. You fucking piece of lousy shit.
And now for the feathers!
Are you interested in comics? Wonder where all the movies come from? Already a fan of the genre but want to dig deeper? Librairie Crossover Comics is here to help. From the most popular Marvel and DC comics to independent gems, we want to show off the variety that's available to you. Gaming and community are also important to us, with Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, and book club events happening regularly. Plus, we're open 7 days a week, located near Metro Lyon-Aulcroix at 3560 Notre Dame West. Stop by for a visit or check crossovercomics.ca for more info.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to Champions of the Local Scene right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cjlo.com. You're listening to a Hot Tramp Management edition of Champions of the Local Scene. And before I play the last part of my interview with his founder, Sarah Armiento, here's another song by a Hot Tramp related artist. That's the second time I've done that. Hot Tramp related artist Blue Odor with her newest single, Just to Feel It, off a upcoming EP entitled Inspector Knife. And you can hear it right here on CJLO.
I've been
Well, again, looking towards the future, where are some releases by some Heart Tramp artists that people should keep their ears out open to in the near future?
Mm-hmm. Well, so right now, under my management, there is Jeanette King, who is going to have a full album out next year. And you'll start kind of getting hints of that soon, mm-hmm. as we start releasing some things. Marie's as well is going to be releasing a whole collection next year. And then L.A. Foster, who I also just started working with. Pretty much everyone, and Leanover and Blue Odor, they're all going to be releasing new EPs or albums, mm-hmm. 2020, between like spring and fall, kind of. So it will take you, you'll have Hot Trap music all throughout 2020, and mm-hmm. it'll be new. So yeah, and then hopefully we'll do some touring as well.
And what about Hot Trap itself in terms of, say, promoting shows? I saw that there's going to be some shows with the Tavern Tour mm-hmm. Next month.
Yeah. So Marilyn, who does mm-hmm. Tavern Tour, I'm joining forces with them for three of their shows, mm-hmm. which are going to be really, really great. Because Ice Cream and Nessa are coming from Toronto, and they're really fantastic artists. And then I also teamed up with, so Tavern Tour is sort of linked to Mothland. And the people at Mothland have been really great and supportive of Hot Tramp. So I was also involved with the M for Montreal Mothland showcase as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to do more kind of collaborations with other promoters in the city for 2020, because it's always fun to kind of, you know, gets you out there, make new friends in your music scene, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Marilyn, Marilyn Lacombe, the mm-hmm. co-founder of Mothland and mm-hmm, Distortion, mm-hmm. and all that. Do you go to someone like her for advice in terms of, here's someone who's done, it's going to be the fifth anniversary yeah. of that festival. Do you seek out her advice on how to sustainably, say, put on a festival and do it year in, year out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely look up to what she's doing. And she's so cool, calm, and collected. When mm-hmm. I feel like, for me, if you talk to me for 10 minutes, you mm-hmm. know that I'm, you know that I'm running a business by myself. I mm-hmm. kind of like exude the stress of a person that is. mm-hmm. But then... yeah, I there's a lot I can learn from Marilyn for sure. So the more I work with her and the more that we team up, I'll definitely hope to get some good insight on how to stay collected and do mm-hmm. these like very stressful mm-hmm. things that are a lot of fun, but a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then my last question then, considering how much has gone on in 2019 mm-hmm. for you, is what's the most valuable thing you've learned now at the end of the year?
The most valuable thing that mm-hmm. I've learned is to know when to say no. I think at the beginning, I was just saying yes to absolutely everything, and sort of like that before festival moment that I said, where I felt like I was just like very near burnout. I felt so kind of lucky or honored to be getting all of these requests to work with XYZ and all these opportunities, and I was saying yes, 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 because I was still very like excitable about the fact that this is working. But then I just, don't spread yourself too thin is what, and I'm still kind of fine tuning that and trying to step back from certain things, but really just like knowing my own limits. And I think I kind of learned that a bit this year, of like how much to take on and how to do everything in a smart way of making sure I could do everything my very best instead of doing everything kind of okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Sarah, very much for coming down to CJ Low to talk about such a great project, and I wish you the best of luck for everything to come in 2020 and hearing what everything, when it comes out.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Well, that was my interview with Sarah Armiento of Hot Tramp Management. I hope you enjoyed this episode, this Hot Tramp themed episode of Champions of the Local Scene. I know I did. Stay tuned to BVST coming up at 7 o'clock with Angelica for your best and worst in rock and roll, country, punk, and metal right here and around the world. And before we go, I'm going to play one last song. It's by Marie's, another Hot Tramp related artist, one of the first, along with Jeanette King. And I felt we haven't had enough Francophone content. And this is the penultimate track from her debut EP, Like Moons. It's entitled Dis-moi, and you'll listen to it right here on Champions of the Local Scene. I've been your host, Alex Vijay Collins. Tune in to my show, Ashes to Ashes, for your dose of modern pop in all its forms, Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I'll see you next week if you tune into my show.
Si je te disais tout ce que je garde en moi, est-ce que ça changerait la façon que tu me vois? Je veux partager mes secrets les plus noirs. Comment le prendrais-tu? Peut-être en doutais-tu? Oh. Crois-moi, crois-moi, je veux que tu saches tout ce que je cache. Sans toi, oh, je dérape, je m'échappe. Si c'est trop, trop pour toi, dis-moi, dis-moi si. Dis-moi, dis-moi si tu veux encore être là. Dis-moi, dis-moi oui. Si je te disais tout ce que je garde en moi, est-ce que ça changerait la façon que tu me vois? Toutes ces soirées où t'étais loin de moi, je me suis égarée, c'était plus fort que moi. Je me retiens, toutes mes pensées restent accrochées. Ah, ah, au bout de mes tu me tiens.